Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, we are in the 75th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, the Venice Film Festival with Amos Gitai. You're here with, I would say, a diptych, a letter to a friend in Gaza and a tramway to Jerusalem. I would ask you first if this project was conceived as a diptych or you like united it afterwards.
No, the first film which was done was the tramway in Jerusalem, kind of a microcosmos of people from different origin mixed in a tramway. You know, in a way, it's the only place that there is really such a meeting, but that's normal. Even if you go in Venice, in the Vaporetto, you find people from different origin.
Yeah.
And so it is a kind of an ironic microcosmos simulating these kind of relations. But later on, because of the dramatic events in Gaza, I felt that we need to do a film which is talking about today, because I think that cinema is not only showbiz, you know, not only beautiful dresses walking on red carpets. Mm-hmm. It's also a reflection about the reality. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to speak to issues which mm-hmm. concern people.
But with a film on Gaza, you choose a very... You make, I would say, very poetic decisions. I mean, you want to transmit your message in a very literary way. Why is that?
Because, you know, I'm not into didactic cinema, so I think you have to make people think, you know. And let's say it's symbolic also, because the letter to my friend in Gaza is inspired by a letter that Albert Camus mm-hmm. wrote in 1943, meaning France is still occupied, meaning 75 years ago, about how to simulate the new relations between French and German after the war. As you see on the walls behind me, 75 years ago, Mussolini created the Film Festival of Venice.
Yep.
It's two different events, you know, but happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think cinema should challenge fascist ideas. Speaking about Venice in 75 years ago, and inject us with new thinking.
So do you think that films can help to reconciliate both sides?
I don't think that cinema can be instead of a reality. You mm-hmm. know? But if we can make people think, it's a good beginning.
Which are your solutions? I mean, what would you propose, like a little step forward that helps healing things?
No, I think that if people learn that they can work together, which was the situation when we shot the film, you know, the film, Tramway in Jerusalem, is Israelis, Palestinians, Italians, Pippo Del Bono, French, Mathieu Amalric, seven languages. So in a way, the set is already a place of meeting. And I think that's something really important, that we experience also in a direct way this mixity of people, and we demonstrate that it's possible.
What kind of production do you enjoy the most? Like the more linked to fiction or the documentaries?
I think both. I mean, they're different. Documentary is a different ethical question, and feature is also different. I used to say that documentary is like archaeology. You excavate. And like archaeology, you have to be careful not to destroy what you excavate. And fiction is a bit like architecture. You build something out of an idea. Mm-hmm. So I think they are different.
It's a little difficult to make work a documentary only with talking heads. You use some documentary footage too with your letter in Gaza. How did you mix it up?
Yes, you have to see the movie.
No, I saw the movie, but you have people reading, talking to each other, and then some footage. How's the mixing? How's the mixing for making it work?
I invite everybody to watch it. I think it will enlarge their thinking.
Okay,
so cinema cannot be replaced by our conversation.
Okay, yeah, well, I can agree. I can agree
with
that.
With all respect.
Yeah, of course. What's next for you? What's the next project?
We're working on a historical film on the 16th century. And then I'm also doing a very big performance on the assassination of Rabin, which will be a theatrical kind of performance, which will be in Paris in October. And
are you going to film it too?
I mean, yes, we'll film it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that sounds interesting. Thank you very much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For appearing.
Yeah,
thank you. We are in Venice in the 75th edition of the film festival. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.